Welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs and our segment, In the Weeds. Our next guest up with Walter Sullivan in the studio here is Maureen McNamara, who is founder of Cannabis Trainers. Welcome, Maureen.
Hey, good morning. Thanks.
As we talk about ancillary businesses, Jonathan, getting into the marijuana business, Maureen's a great example of taking one business that she has that really related to the cannabis business and growing into the cannabis business as well. Maureen, why don't you explain how you got involved, what you did before and still do, and how you got involved in the cannabis business?
Yeah, absolutely. So training has been my gig since the 1900s. So for decades, I've been focused on compliance training. Yes, very young. And formerly, I really focused my training endeavors in the hospitality industry, restaurants, hotels, teaching food safety and responsible alcohol service, as well as professional development leadership skills. And back in 2013, I was teaching a food safety certification class, asking everybody where they worked. And one person was a pizza place, that other place was a burger place and a hotel and a personal chef. And then there was one woman who was super discreet with her response, and she finally whispered, "Pot brownies." And everybody in the room was like, "What? Who's making the pot brownies?" Yeah. So back in 2013, I realized there's a chance that all of my experience with teaching compliance classes for the hospitality industry might be a contribution to the cannabis industry. So we teach food safety to producers and edible makers, and then we created a program for compliance geared really to the dispensary team.
And that compliance is teaching them how to comply with state regulations, or combined with how to be a great service provider and engaging with customers, or is it multifaceted from that perspective?
True. It is all of that. We know that the risks are huge if people make a mistake anywhere in the cannabis industry, as it is still federally illegal. And so to ensure that people know all the rules, regulations, and never break them is really what we desire. We want to inspire them to play by the rules. And we love to weave through that service excellence.
Now, you know, what this show's about entrepreneurs and how to get into businesses and, you know, pitfalls. What you bring is that you have an incredible amount of experience in dealing with similar type of industries that are highly regulated. What went through your mind in developing a plan to get involved in doing training for cannabis entrepreneurs and the ups and downs of getting involved?
I've always had the perspective I learned years ago. I've been self-employed for a long time. And my mode of creating businesses, which I do every few years, I just keep adding to them, is just start doing your work. Just start doing your work. Jump in and start. And I think for entrepreneurs that are curious about the cannabis industry, we need every talent. If there's somebody that's an engineer, we need them in the cannabis industry. If there's someone that's a designer, we need them in the cannabis industry. Almost any job out there, there's space in either directly supporting or being a plant-touching business, or like you said earlier, an ancillary business. And I would say the ups and downs have been quite the journey. But there is a great community in the cannabis industry as we're all figuring this out and launching. You know, sometimes we certainly, hence the title of your show, we get in the weeds with this. There's a lot to it, given especially in the United States where it's still federally illegal, but hopefully soon to change. So it's definitely a ride and, in my perspective, worth it.
When you look at, so a couple of things. One, you know, we talk about wants and needs of clients. You got to prove that this is a need that they you really should hire you, and then you have to convince them that you add value. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, we love working with super savvy business owners, compliance directors that understand the risk. In so few other industries could a frontline employee make a mistake that could crumble that business, whether that license gets revoked or suspended. That's a huge deal and a huge cost, let alone the reputation damage that can go along with mistakes like that. And so our clients really get the value of a team that's committed to compliance, professionalism, and integrity. And, you know, as far as the value goes, it's interesting because a compliance class, I think people would rather sign up for a root canal than sit through a compliance class. But we do our very best to make it engaging and interesting. And so there's value not only for the investors, owners, the community loves to see that license holders are committed to excellence. The regulators and enforcement division loves this because it shows, again, that commitment to excellence. And so really there is a tremendous amount of value there. And then there's actually some hard cost value. If people were to get in trouble, but they've been trained in CellSmart, then they're in less trouble because it shows that they are endeavoring to do this right. And so that's really valuable.
Sounds wonderful, Maureen. Given that there's a relatively high degree of turnover in the retail sector, what do you recommend as a best practice from a cycle perspective? How often, is it a progressive training? Do you offer tiered, refresh, so to speak, versus, first time through? I imagine there's a lot of nuances associated with that because of the relatively high turnover in the retail industry.
Yeah, there is turnover, absolutely. And depending on where we are in the world, different states have different regulations. So in Massachusetts, this training will be mandatory and need to occur annually. So every year, agents will need to take this training. Where in other parts of the country, the rules are a little bit more vague and it simply says 8 hours of training or 16 hours of training every year or over a 2-year period. What we find is that the rules change so frequently. I know they're called permanent rules in the cannabis industry, but they are anything but permanent because updates and enhancements and changes. And so we find that we've certainly had people that have been in the industry for over 6 years take our class 2 or 3 times for that 2-year renewal. So people do get to take the class again, and we find that we can never talk too much about compliance. What we love is when our clients have their own internal training. And so before somebody is on the sales floor of a dispensary, they already know some of the details. And then we get to refresh and go into little nuances that maybe they hadn't considered.
It's fascinating. I imagine one of the challenges in your business is because of that constant change that's going on, your ability and need to stay up to date is probably one of the challenges that you face, given that you're distributed and working in very different states.
It's true. We sign up for all the different, we're customized in multiple states. The rules and regulations are so varied that we make sure our program is relevant for every state where we have launched and lead classes. And we get information from the regulators. We are on the newsletters, we're on the websites, and when changes occur that affect the agents or the dispensing process, then we usually have our program updated within 24 hours.
Now, do you also do train the trainer programs as well?
It's a favorite of mine. I love working with trainers and helping them. I'm a former Dale Carnegie instructor, so that human relations and presentation skills is certainly something that I still offer my clients. And so working with trainers to really help them be an extraordinary facilitator and engage the adult learner is one of our favorites.
Well, and I think what people don't get, I do training in a bunch of different areas, and I look at people argue, poor trainers argue that all we got to go up and tell them what the law is and tell them what they can do. That isn't enough. You got to really interact.
Oh, It's so tough. It's so hard to watch that. I call that like the dry cracker training. And the retention on that has got to be very low.
Oh, yeah. We know that it's very low.
Yeah. You know, when we hear something, so lecture-based training, we know that that is not effective or appealing. And truly, when we think about areas that have requirements for training, it's not just jump through the hoop and check that box. It's learn it, implement it, do something better and differently back on the job, because that's what really is the differentiator, is not just getting lectured to, but understanding why and being inspired to do things better and differently. And it's really what we target.
Yeah, when people are just there to listen, you're really not sure if they get the point you're trying to make.
Absolutely. Yes.
And so by having an interactive process, people truly understand what the rules are, and you're able to also help the client out in seeing, okay, these are the issues you need to deal with because this is what I discovered in the class.
Absolutely. And we love creating that learning environment where people are involved. We do that in all of our classes, whether it's virtual or live classroom, is that interactivity is what really locks it in. And when owners or compliance directors or managers are in the room as well, they can really see, is my team getting this? Where is there a gap? Where can I add more insight and training in the future?
And Maureen, just to understand the structure, are the training sessions private, so to speak? In other words, you're going to one particular retailer or company, or are they group in the sense that there may be multiple attending, or are they specific to the individual?
We do it that three different ways. One, we have on-demand computer-based learning, and then our live classrooms are done publicly and privately. And so, for instance, we'll be in Massachusetts on Monday, July 1st, leading a public class, and then the next day a private class for one group individually. When we lead those private classes, we're really able to customize the conversation to those house policies and internal rules a little bit more.
And where will that public class be?
The class is in Worcester. Yeah, you can join us at cannabistrainers.com. The class is on Monday, July 1st at Worcester State University. And the Cannabis Control Commission is going to be approving programs. They've not yet done that, but they do intend to do that. I'm thinking any week now to receive programs for approval. We've found that our clients are just anxious and want the compliance training as soon as possible. So we'll be in town next week.
Yeah, hard to great stuff, and nice to hear that you're coming out to the East Coast.
It's my old stomping ground. I used to live just about a half hour west of Boston in Sudbury, and yeah, loving my East Coast time.
It's really fascinating because you're in an industry where you're trying to stay in lockstep with the regulators, but that's changing all the time. So you know you're sort of that intermediary in between, keeping compliance, but at the same time trying to stay up with the regulations. So
yeah, what we fancy ourselves is the rule translators. If anyone has ever read the rules, they can be a bit complex. And what's fascinating over the last 5.5 years since we launched the program is that one sentence could be interpreted several different ways. And we always do our best to read the rules, translate them into understandable, actionable items, and really encourage the most conservative approach to those rules as possible.
Wonderful. Our guest on In the Weeds has been Maureen McNamara, founder of Cannabis Trainers. Maureen, if you gave a site, your website for people to check out if they want to sign up, but if people want to directly contact you, what's the best way for them to reach you?
Oh, they can reach out at info@cannabistrainers.com.
Wonderful. Our guest has been Maureen McNamara, founder of Cannabis Trainers on In the Weeds and Radio Entrepreneurs, and we really appreciate your time this morning.
Thanks for being on the show, Maureen.
Thank you.
And we'll be right back with another segment on Radio Entrepreneurs.